I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." This prophecy reveals the coming Son of David, Jesus Christ. First, Jesus came to us as a child born of the Virgin Mary. At the age of 30, he began his ministry through which he revealed the kingdom of God that would be within our hearts. The increase of his government occurs in our hearts as we yield our will to his and grow in the benefits of his kingdom within through the blessings of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This blessed Christmas season is when we celebrate his first advent. May I suggest that we invite him into our hearts and as a community rejoice together in his ongoing work of grace in our lives.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department warns against potential reported scam. Team Paso launches matching gift campaign for Mathnasium. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Paso Robles Police Department is warning the public of a scam that they were made aware of by a resident on Lana Street. The resident reported that an individual knocked on their door claiming to sell water treatment devices from the state. The police department says this is suspicious activity that may be a scam and is advising residents to not provide personal or financial information to unverified individuals or companies. Request identification from anyone claiming to represent a company, agency, or the government, and verify claims by contacting appropriate state or local agencies before making any decisions. If you suspect there is suspicious activity, report it to the Paso Robles Police Department. The co-founder and educational director of Mathnasium Learning Centers, Larry Martinek, is offering $125,000 in matching donations to help fund Team Paso's Mathnasium operations in the North County. Mathnasium is an after-school program aimed at promoting math education in California, with Team Paso seeking to engage students after school with Mathnasium program here in the North County. Mathnasium aims to teach students how to think mathematically and to build critical thinking skills to help them succeed in growing fields that require strong math skills. You can go to teampaso.org to have your donation doubled by Martinek's matching grant. Holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo this Saturday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 610.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products. And special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank. And we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. This Saturday, December 21st, is Holiday Magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this event.
Charles Paddock Zoo, we have our Holiday Magic that will be featured on the 21st of December, and we'll have a lot of decorations are happening at the zoo. A lot of changes are happening at the zoo. We're getting ready to open a new habitat, so more to come on that. I'm not going to give that away quite yet, but a lot of changes are happening at the zoo, and we're excited to be able to have such a gem in our neighborhood and our backyard to really showcase.
Holiday Magic will feature zookeepers dressing as Santa's elves, then delivering gifts to the animals throughout the zoo. Gift deliveries begin at 10 a.m. and will go until 1 p.m. Watch the excitement of animals unwrapping their presents, which Terry says is always a delight for children in attendance.
It means a lot for them to watch the different animals opening up their gifts from the elves and really enjoying it. And having Santa at the zoo as well makes a ton of sense. So it's just super fun to see our, you know, the different animals opening up their gifts. And the kids really enjoy that. So that's definitely something to take in, especially for the little ones.
The Charles Paddock Zoo is open daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The final 2024 meeting for the Passerville City Council will be held tonight at 6:30 p.m. Passerville's meetings will start at 6 p.m. starting in 2025. In its discussion items is the second reading for amending the municipal code regarding employee parking permits. Council approved the first reading in its last meeting, but has placed this reading as a discussion item to allow for public comment prior to council taking action. Staff's recommendation has been to eliminate the parking lot program due to a lack of enforcement and potential high costs. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Passerville School Board will be reviewing Measure M and the current phases of improving Georgia Brown Dual Immersion's campus in its meeting tonight at around 6:30. The district is currently in Phase 2 of 3 for Georgia Brown's improvements. The two biggest projects in Phase 2 is an elementary play structure and installing three portable classrooms. Measure M's current funds is estimated to be $10.8 million, with Phase 3 of Georgia Brown's improvements estimated to cost around $6 million. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The repaving project on Golden Hill Road continues this week. The southbound lanes have finished repaving, but will have one lane closed Monday through Thursday this week, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to raise utilities. Southbound traffic will also be redirected on Friday to finish paving the northbound lane. Here's Capital Projects engineer Dita Esperanza on Golden Hill Road.
We're doing the road repair of Golden Hill from Creston to Rolling Hills. We would have been done with the northbound. However, the rain postponed a bit of the project, so we're going to need another day or so next week, the following week of December 16th, to finish the northbound lane. The next phase will be striping, raising the valves to grade, etc., and those work should not have us do any more detours, and we'll be able to just do traffic control with localized flagging.
That's Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza. As part of the Creston Road project, Passerville's Public Works announced the contractor will need to install a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston. As a result, access to Nickerson from Creston Road will be restricted during this period of construction. The contractor, according to Public Works, will be taking advantage of the school holiday break to perform this work, starting on December 23rd and ending January 3rd, 2025. Traffic will be redirected to Boland Drive for the duration of the work. Late last week, the San Luis Obispo County Counter Human Trafficking Force conducted an operation aimed at intercepting child sex predators in the city of San Luis Obispo. The force is made up of investigators from the sheriff's office and DA's office. In their operation, three men were arrested, each for arranging to meet with what they believed to be a minor for lewd purposes. The men instead contacted an undercover detective. The suspects are 40-year-old Gennaro Santa Alvalos of Santa Maria,
42-year-old Ernesto Fernandez of Santa Maria, and 29-year-old Salvador Mendoza Pia of Oceano. In sports for the NFL, the Falcons defeated the Raiders 15-9. In the NBA, the Clippers defeated Utah Jazz 114-107. The Nuggets beat the Kings 130-129. Tonight, the Bucks will face Oklahoma City in the final round for the NBA Cup. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. In Sacramento, a young student stabs another student with a small kitchen knife during an elementary school class in the city's Curtis Park neighborhood.
For a weapon to come into a school campus and it happened in a classroom, that's just crazy.
The student stabbed in the shoulder. His mother says he's traumatized but recovering. He's 12 years old and is autistic. He's expected to fully recover, the suspect in juvenile custody. The ex-wife of a doctor fatally shot outside his medical practice in Woodland Hills, charged with murder.
The horror and the betrayal of this crime is beyond words, and it is with a heavy heart that we have to announce these charges against the ex-wife of Dr. Hamid Mershojai.
LA County District Attorney Nathan Hochman, the doctor ambushed as he walked to his vehicle in the parking lot outside his clinic in August. Anna Kobayashi, the Hawaii resident missing after failing to board a connecting flight in LA last month, with a statement to the public saying she's focusing on her well-being. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. A new twist after the California Department of Motor Vehicles revoked a personalized license plate interpreted as anti-Semitic. A license plate seen on a Tesla Cybertruck last week read LOLOCT7, believed to be a reference to the Hamas attack on Israel. But the son of the Cybertruck's owner says a license plate is being misread and misinterpreted. He says LOLO means grandfather in Tagalog. CT is short for Cybertruck. The 7 represents the owner's 7 grandkids. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tachi Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. 2 lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit chefgregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer that does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. An intensive months-long training program concluded for 9 Farm Bureau members from California who participated in the Leadership Farm Bureau program. The LFB class of 2024 graduated during the 106th California Farm Bureau annual meeting in Monterey. The class learned about communication, team building, advocacy, and the Farm Bureau organization during 10 months of instruction. They participated in training on governmental policy, personal development, and key issues affecting California farmers, ranchers, and agricultural businesses. They also advocated on behalf of Farm Bureau with lawmakers in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine tomorrow with some cloudy intervals, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy Monday and Tuesday next week. Low 70s Thursday, upper 60s on Friday, mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses: Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Cart, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
If you're looking for a safe, comfortable living situation for your elderly family member, Paso Robles Senior Living is the place. Each of their homes care for six residents and provide personal attention for your loved ones. Healthy, home-cooked meals, sometimes using fruits and vegetables right out of their garden. When it comes time to consider moving mom or dad, Paso Robles Senior Living has provided a loving environment since 2015. Call 805-821-1049. Paso Robles Senior Living.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Retail sales rose 0.7% in November, a healthy pace of spending, and much more than expected. The month included Black Friday, Cyber Week sales, and other holiday shopping discounts. The forecast was for a 0.5% increase. Excluding auto sales, the increase was 0.2%, suggesting car sales contributed to the jump. Over the year ending in November, retail sales rose 3.8%. Pfizer's upbeat forecast is giving the company some ammunition against activist investor Starboard Value, which has been demanding changes. It's expecting earnings in line with Wall Street predictions. Pfizer recently raised its quarterly dividend. Mondelez, maker of Oreos and Chips Ahoy, says it's now using artificial intelligence to tweak new recipes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, Rini, look who's at table six again today.
I know. Even without his suit, you can tell who he is. I think he's trying to figure out why Lynn's pies are so good.
But he's been here every day this week.
Well, I don't think he's trying very hard.
Maybe we should just tell him about your original recipes that use real fruit and just the right touch of real cane sugar.
Never corn syrup.
And that they're handmade right here in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you see what he's doing now?
Wait, wait, wait. This is the best part.
Mmm. That's real good.
Smart Santas can order Lynn's handmade fruit pies and food gifts to be shipped anywhere in California and the United States by phone and at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can find Lynn's handmade pies at your local Central Coast grocery store and the Costco freezer section to bake at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Pastor Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard replacement window masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. 805-238-4014.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition. Coming up this afternoon with Barry, Protecting What Matters. First up, we'll have Henry Rogers. He's the chief national correspondent for the Daily Caller and Washington Update, cabinet information, and a whole bunch of other things. And then Barry will have on Jay, Kalen, and Jake. This is the PWM Multi-Generational Power. We can learn something, those of us that are of certain ages. All right. Whatever may be on your mind. Chris, you did the story on the call, it's called Team Paso?
Yeah, Team Paso, Mathnasium.
Mathnasium. And one of the things they were talking about, the skills needed in, and was it certain career paths they were referring to? I forget exactly what that was.
Yeah, certain career paths that require higher levels of math. And in the actual release, they list things like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and other new technologies. Agriculture as well. Transportation, mining, medicine. Math goes into a lot of stuff.
Well, it does. And I'm not... and because math is a life skill. Because you, no matter what profession you're in, you're going to have to deal with money. It doesn't and it doesn't matter what level you are in that profession. You're going to have to learn how to understand a budget and your finances. So it's critical that people, I'm not saying they need to be Einstein or anything like that, but to understand how important math skills are, because also math helps with a variety of such things as critical memory and, just a combination of life skills. Not just math skills, but it sounds like a good program. Matter of fact, we'll be talking with folks, Team Paso, beginning of the year. I think it's the first Monday, so that will be the 4th, 5th, the 6th of January. We'll have some people coming in and talking about the Team Paso. But yeah, the math skills are extremely important for life, part of life skills. So, all righty, and good for people that are good at it, because I'm not. All right, Kevin, good morning. A quick statement regarding last night's unimpressive water meeting. A complete government catastrophe, improper signage, horrible non-existent sound system, with plenty of paid bureaucrats running around not saying anything. Oh, yes, they had meetings prior but won't let that information out, and they need our information by Friday. We even saw Gibson parading around, glad-handling the crowd. Just what we need in the North County, a paid Resnick. Okay, I don't know what kind of signage they would need, not at the meeting and so forth, which when I saw this when I came in this morning, I just started thinking about meetings in general. Because years ago, and I've mentioned this story a couple of times, but I was so impressed by it. And I don't remember the CEO's name. I only know that he was in a telecommunications industry, and it was big. And essentially what the article wrote about, and it had to do with time and managing your time. And in the article, it alludes to the fact that most people at jobs, they waste time, a lot of time during the day, instead of concentrating to the task at hand. And we've also in America, and again, this depends on the type of job that you have, that the, work, whatever it is, I don't know what the laws are in certain industries, because it does change. You come to work, you screw around for 10 or 15 minutes, say hi to everybody, then you get comfortable and so forth, you get your coffee or whatever it is, and you start working. And then again, depending on the job, 2.5, 3, maybe whatever hours later, you have to have a break. And that's not including your lunch break. And you do that, and you wind down just before your breaks and your lunch break. Then you wind back up, coming back from those breaks. And this is a pattern in many American industries, and it's wasteful. It's wasteful. He had a couple of ideas. One is you just, again, this is not all businesses. Just let's forget the 8-hour day for a second. Because people can get nothing done or little done in 8 hours. And there are people that can work 4 hours and get a complete day's work in because they don't waste time. But he also addressed meetings. And that's why this is coming up, is that a lot of people, and I've been on these type of meetings, they want to have a meeting to basically present themselves to the people that, look, I am in charge. I am all knowing. You will do what I say. You have that type of manager, which is a lousy manager. And then you have also the people in the meetings who want to try to convey to people that they're the smartest person in the room as well by asking stupid questions or brown-nosing questions. And instead of just getting to the issues at hand and getting a meeting over with as quickly as possible. I understand meetings in some cases are necessary. But again, what this CEO was saying, that they're overrated and they're overused. You hire competent people, you have to have the trust in them. That's what you do. And if you're having to have a lot of meetings, then there's something wrong with how you're running the business or the people that you've hired. And it really got me thinking. So here's a guy that, he's a CEO. He worked, and I know he was being a little bit facetious in this, 4 hours a day. Because the person in charge, they're working 24 hours a day with their mind when they're away from the job. But I should have saved the article because I was just fascinated by it. And this is probably over 20 years ago. And I thought, for many of you out there, you have to suffer through this. The meetings and the people that waste time. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to be personal, with your employees, although nowadays you got to be careful about what you say. So that's another issue, I suppose. So anyway, we had somebody calling in. Also, where did I see this? This had to do with, when you do a little fishing on the World Wide Web, you come across things. And I came across this, and it has to do with tourism and small towns specifically. But that's why we're here, is for the phones. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. So, you were spot on with your talking about meetings. Mr. Gibson, the Gladhander, he has to end every conversation and everything with how, let me frame it up. Let me frame this up for you. This guy don't know squat. They hired all these consultants. Now, I was there from 1 o'clock till almost 4:30. And those were the parts of the normal, what they call the PVCC, the Paso Basin Cooperative Committee meeting. And their agendas are ridiculous, their stuff, and they're trying to tell people, well, we're not voting on stuff, we're just looking at different things. And the whole thing is based on how are they going to tax the residents over the basin, whether you're a big user or a non-user, to pay for their what they want to do.
Is this, Greg, are we looking at meters on people's wells?
No, so they want to use this thing called ET, evapotranspiration, on all the ag land, which is 90% of the use. 90% of the use is ag, 7% of the use is the cities and CSDs, and 3% of the use are the people they're trying to figure out how to tax. And they did say last night that their two big projects they thought that they've spent a lot of this grant money on are non-starters, and nobody's going to do those because they're just too expensive. You know, one was 10 miles of pipe at $3 million a mile. So $30 million to put in a new pipe if you want to use a little bit of state water that may or may not come. $85 million if you want to build this other infrastructure. And the guy who was behind that was Jay Lohr, and he even got up yesterday and said, this is ridiculous. We're not building this for $85 million. So they spent $3.5 million out of grant money to put a pipe from Paso Robles sewer plant under the river, across River Road. I told you this the other day. And that was for this proposed project that'll never be built. So they wasted that $3.5 million.
So what was it?
And they did that on every one of these things because these consultants are all, every one of these little things they talk about for an hour are, you know, $300,000 here, $400,000 there.
So what was the purpose of the meeting?
Well, the part I went to, the purpose, and I thought they would continue some of that conversation into the next meeting, but obviously the next meeting, unless other people tell you, because I was getting messages from different people that went to the meeting that called me before, and I said, yeah, go listen if you get an opportunity to talk. You'll love this one, that they want to change the MOA, the Memorandum of Understanding or Agreement, to a joint powers agreement. Now, there was never a discussion on this. They did this in by themselves, and Gibson was part of it. So that's called an ex parte meeting that he did that was never had any public comment. So they hired an attorney, the county did, or they all did. The attorney's sitting there, and at first I'm looking at this woman, and I'm going, I know that lady from somewhere. She was their attorney, or she is their attorney, on the quiet title action that I saw 32 times up in San Jose in the courthouse, the one that was trying for the county to take away our water rights. I even mentioned it at the meeting. I said, I know Miss Evans because she's your attorney. I said, I'm in the quiet title who's trying to steal my water rights.
What was the reaction?
Nothing. They just look at you with the deer in the headlights look. They had the county attorney who works under Rita Neal, who always sits in on the water stuff, and then they had that attorney. And somehow, all the attorneys from the different GSAs were working on this project, but nobody knew about it. I talked to the people at San Miguel, and I go to a lot of their meetings, and I ask them specifically, did you guys ever vote to have your attorney participate in a joint powers agreement draft? They said no. So if you didn't vote on it, and you're the one that pays her, you're the board, who told her to go do this, and is she sending you a bill for it?
Well, what was their response?
Well, we'll find out on Thursday because they have a new board and their questions will most likely be asked at that meeting in front of that attorney. They didn't even know that San Miguel decided not to take the $1 million grant that was going to cost them almost $1 million because the project wasn't going to go anywhere anyway. And they were all like, oh, we just I knew they didn't. Unless Kelly Dodd, their general manager, told anybody, they wouldn't have known because they don't participate in other meetings, only the ones they want. Mm-hmm. And no, it's Assembly Bill 2453 all over again. So they're going to have to do a 218 vote to see if the people are willing to tax themselves to pay. And they've narrowed down for this first budget of what they need, like $3.5 million or something, to just for administrative stuff. For having meetings, just for hiring a general manager and some staff and an attorney and stuff. No, zero projects. So what I told you the other day about, here we are 10 years into SGMA, the Sustainability Groundwater Management Act, and not one thing has been done to save 1 gallon of water that is beneficial to the basin. The only things they ever looked at or what they felt is beneficial to the two fake water districts. And I said this in front of that attorney. I said, you just brought up the water code. I said, let's talk about the water code. You got two groups sitting up here, these two water districts that are in violation of the water code. So how come the water code doesn't matter for them, but it matters for me?
Greg, I want to go back to when you mentioned about this, the possibility of another vote. Would that be similar to the one that they got hammered on almost 10 years ago?
Yes.
So that would be a special election vote?
Yeah, it would be what they call it, 218. So they have to notify you, and then they have to wait 45 days, then they have to have a public meeting, and then they would do a vote. And then, yeah, if they get two-thirds of the people to say, yeah, we're willing to tax ourselves so that you can have another government agency, if anybody's willing to do that, they're idiots. This whole thing is a water grab and a grab on your personal property rights and what you are allowed to do. When I brought up the fact that it's kind of funny because I know this. I mean, I don't know her personally, but I know this lawyer because all the time I spent. We're into year 11 on the quiet title. We have one thing left. So we're down to the wire. I go, we're not putting up with this. We're not going along with what you want. But there's a thing called the correlative right doctrine, and that's a legal deal. And that gives everybody legal access and a legal right to a shared percentage that's usually figured out by acreage of whatever water is available. That does not include the cities and the CSDs, and they've already got a prescriptive little amount that they want, which is very little, but they're not overliers. They're trying to, the same groups that were backing that other thing that used to be called Pryor, then they became PRAGs, now they're the two fake water districts, the San Juan district and the EPC district. It's the same exact people. And I told them, hey, 2005, you guys all signed the Pryor agreement. Every one of the groups sitting up there is trying to run this. So for 20 years, you've made no progress. Why would anybody want you to run anything when you've had 20 years claiming what you're going to do and you haven't succeeded in doing anything other than making whatever problem you want to come up with worse? Because we do have a shallow wells issue, and they created it. They know they created it. But, you know, they don't want to talk about the things that are easy to fix, easy to do, because that takes away their ability to get done what they wanted, which is always to be in charge of the basin, to bank, sell, move, exchange water, mm-hmm. and to be the guys in charge and tell you what you need to do and pick the winners and losers.
All right, let me jump here, and I don't know if you can answer this, but regarding the quiet title, how much has the city of Paso Robles spent against its own citizens, so to speak?
Close to $5 million. The total group, the entities that are the defendants, and just a quick little thing. So, you know that The overliers, because they were protecting their rights, they became what is known as you have the defendants and you have the what's the other half called? They're called the we are the plaintiffs. So because we filed to protect our rights, we became the plaintiffs. They became the defendants, and those entities claimed that they had affirmative defenses that wanted to limit our claims. They wanted to trespass on our rights for their benefit, claiming they had some reason to do that. And it was their burden to prove their claims, and they haven't been able to prove any of their claims. And so only a court can determine if a basin is in overdraft, which a court has never done. This basin doesn't have the problems they did, and they don't even write it that way in the book. They write it that it has a condition that could possibly lead to that. And how the state and them get around with claiming, we need so much attention. They want our basin because we're the largest aquifer on the coast here.
Well, I know that the final chapter is almost there regarding the folks in the Quiet Title, because I know this won't happen, but it would be nice if the and I know it's taxpayer money, but for the cities such as Paso Robles to pay back the people who contributed to the Quiet Title. But I know that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, it's there are certain people, I'm one of them. There's 42 properties that aren't over the basin. The whole deal was to fight about the basin. And that was the stipulated agreement between all the parties that, yeah, they wanted to go with what was considered the Bulletin 118 basin boundary. That is all of the basins in the state of California have what's called a Bulletin 118 boundary.
Yeah.
And the state developed those boundaries. And so there's parties that are outside of the boundaries. There's parties that are inside of the boundaries. So they could streamline this thing down. But, yeah, I agree with you. They just they use our tax money to sue us. And then they'll always tell you, well, we didn't sue you. Yeah. Would it have been done 11 years ago if they didn't try to do this?
Yep, exactly right. All right, we're out of time. Thanks for the update.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, but the best mortgage company in the North County. This Saturday, December 21st, is Holiday Magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Holiday Magic will feature zookeepers dressing as Santa's elves and delivering gifts to the animals throughout the zoo. Gift deliveries begins at 10 a.m. and will go until 1 p.m. Watch the excitement of animals unwrapping their presents. Co-founder of and educational director of Mathnasium Learning Centers, Larry Martinek, is offering a $125,000 matching donation grant to help fund Team Paso's operations with Mathnasium in the North County. Mathnasium is an after-school program aimed at promoting math education in California. You can go to teampaso.org to have your donation doubled by Martinek's matching grant. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
The Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association would like to say thank you to all those who volunteered and participated in their events this year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Still no word on a motive in Monday's school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. It left three people dead, including the shooter. Six were injured. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the gunman was a 15-year-old girl.
She was a student at the school, and evidence suggests she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The official cause of death will be released by the Dane County Medical Examiner.
Head of Russia's nuclear defense forces has been killed in an attack in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov had recently been charged with using banned chemical weapons in Russia's military operation in Ukraine. Ukraine Security Service claims responsibility. And a judge has refused to dismiss President-elect Trump's hush money conviction on the basis of presidential immunity. Future of that case remains unclear. America's listening to Fox News.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Greg and I have a strong military background. My stepfather, Dave King, is a retired Navy commander who served for 22 years.
My father, Gary Simpkins, was a fighter pilot who was killed in Vietnam. And my adoptive father, Lou Chatham, was a Blue Angel and is a retired two-star admiral who served for 31 years.
And my husband, Greg here, is pretty bad action himself. He's a U.S. Army Green Beret combat veteran, which means, well, he can't really tell me what that means. Needless to say, we love our vets. That's why we pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans.
And we are proud to have a huge selection of U.S.-made jewelry, which is rare in the jewelry industry.
And a shout out to the wives and family members of those who serve. We appreciate you too. I know firsthand what it's like to have your loved one overseas, so thank you for your service as well. We hope to see you and thank you in person this holiday season. Be sure to check out kjohns.com for our special holiday hours.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
8.5 minutes away from 7, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Two games on Monday night to wrap up NFL Week 15. The Vikings bounce the Bears 30-12 for their seventh straight win. Quarterback Sam Darnold says the offense is clicking.
You know, get the ball out of my hands to my checkdowns, but understanding if, you know, those guys are one-on-one in the situation to be able to go make a play, I'm going to get them the rock, and they know that too.
Minnesota is now tied with Detroit for the lead in the NFC North and with the Lions and the Eagles for the best record in the NFC at 12-2. With the tiebreakers, the Vikes would still be a wild card if the playoffs started today. They don't. Falcons repelled the Raiders 15-9. They stay a game behind Tampa Bay in the NFC South. Week 16 opens up on Thursday with the Broncos at the Chargers. Right now, they hold two of the AFC wild cards. College football tonight, the Frisco Bowl in Texas. Number 25, Memphis, takes on West Virginia. NHL, the Canucks rock the Avalanche 3-1. Kiefer Sherwood was the wrecking ball. A hat trick to account for all of Vancouver's scoring. Stars outshine the Capitals 3-1. That ends Washington's 10-game road winning streak. And the Panthers rally past the Oilers 6-5. NBA, the Cavaliers clobbered the Nets 130-101. Cleveland leads the association with a record of 23-4. Clippers shellacked the Jazz 144-107, 41 for James Harden, 24 of those in the first quarter when he outscored the entire Utah team by himself. Sixers got 40 from Tyrese Maxey in a win over the Hornets. Pistons turned down the Heat in overtime. Nuggets clipped the Kings on Jamal Murray's jumper with 8 seconds left, and the Bulls held off the Raptors. And unseeded Vermont defeated Marshall 2-1 in overtime to give the Catamounts their first ever NCAA Men's Soccer Championship. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center in Paso would like to sincerely thank the North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. A very Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy New Year from Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, the usual, at least for this time of the year. Clouds early, then some sunshine, highs in the mid-60s, some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s, sunshine along with some clouds, intervals of it on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s, and we'll jump to sunshine in mid-70s on your Wednesday, and no, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, upper 60s, and then Thursday, mid-70s. Upper 60s Friday, Saturday, a.m. clouds and some sunshine. Mid-60s Sunday. Monday, upper 60s, low 60s with a chance of shower about 25% a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2 up and down. We go, I don't know where any of that is. It just went away, so weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter! Hooter!
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitter. It's right down there. It's in Atascadero near the Guest House Grill in the Oaks Plaza. Can't miss it as we check in to see what animals are out there and the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. All right, there's nothing to report because they know the house is nice and warm and smelling good as people are getting ready for Christmas and the holidays. So, all right, Chris, here we go.
Ready.
Let's see here. All right. To ask question to find out someone's thoughts or opinion on a topic.
You know, my first instinct is picking their brain, but I don't think that's right.
Chop, chop, be decisive.
I'm calling it. Let's hear it.
Well, if this was one of those game shows, you would have lost because it was pick your brain.
Oh.
So that would not be considered a win, would it?
I guess not.
Nope. All right. I go with your instincts. They're pretty good. All right, 4 minutes away from seven here at The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton. And the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate contest. Rules do apply. They're on file. Okay, we're going to go back to this day in 1969. The Tonight Show. Now, other than the final episode when Johnny said goodbye in 1992, who was the guest on The Tonight Show that was the second highest rated in Tonight Show history? So on this day in 1969, it turned out to be the second highest rated Tonight Show episode of all time, only behind Johnny's final episode. Who was the guest that drew over 40 million people on The Tonight Show? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it was? Who do you love? All right. Anyone? Highest rated talk show episode, only behind Johnny Carson's final episode in 1992. That one drew 55 million viewers. And the one in 1969 drew 40 million viewers. Who do you think the guest was that drew those 40 million viewers? Or the event that helped it? 238-577, never mind. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tiny Tim.
Yes, Tiny Tim married Miss Vicky. What a... I was too young. Do you remember watching it?
I wasn't even born, but I've just read about it. Not now. I just read about it in the past. I knew it was one of the highest rated episodes.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Matt Drake.
All right, sir. I'll think if I can learn how to spell that, I'll write your name down as a qualifier.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so Tiny Tim was 37 years old. He married 17-year-old Miss Vicky. And just a couple of years later, they had a daughter, and they named her Tulip. And Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky got divorced in 1977. And he passed away almost literally on stage while performing his ukulele version of his hit song, which went to number 17, Tiptoe Through the Tulip.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The repaving project on Golden Hill Road continues this week. Southbound lanes have finished repaving, but we'll have one lane closed Monday through Thursday this week, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to raise utilities. Southbound traffic will also be redirected on Friday to finish paving the northbound lane. As part of the Creston Road project, Paso Robles Public Works announced the contractor will need to install a concrete cross gutter across Nickerson at Creston. From December 23rd to January 3rd, access to Creston from Nickerson will be restricted. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Well, before he had his final appearance at a benefit in November of 1996, he told his wife, his third wife, that he was not feeling well, but he did not want to disappoint the fans. And before the start of his performance, most of the audience had left in the middle of his performance of Tiptoe Through the Tulip. He suffered another heart attack on stage. All right, two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.